USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thousands of Kobe Bryant fans have been gathered all night outside the Staples Center at news of the Lakers legend's death in a helicopter crash on Sunday.
He meant so much to the city of LA as a player, as a father, as a businessman, and as a mentor. There will never be nobody else like Kobe, ever.
The FBI, National Transportation Safety Board, and local law enforcement are all investigating the chopper crash that also killed eight other people, including Kobe Bryant's 13-year-old daughter. The helicopter went down Sunday morning about 30 miles northwest of Los Angeles. On Capitol Hill, the U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump resumes today. The Trump legal team will continue their opening statements that they began back during a brief two-hour session on Saturday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urging federal officials to declare the coronavirus outbreak a public health emergency sooner rather than later. Yesterday, Schumer was calling for officials to make that declaration, which would give the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention access to over $85 million allocated to fight infectious disease.
We're here to say use the key now and unlock the dollars. They're going to need immediate access to critical federal funds that at present they can't access because an emergency has not yet been declared.
This comes as a fifth case of coronavirus has been confirmed in the United States. American officials say rockets hit the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad yesterday, reportedly slamming into the embassy's dining area. No one was killed, the Pentagon officials say there was at least one injury. Weather may prevent a SpaceX Falcon 9 from launching at 10 a.m. Eastern as scheduled. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A report in the New York Times claims that a new unpublished book from John Bolton has leaked some damaging info on President Trump's defense in the impeachment trial.
There's a claim President Trump told his then National Security Advisor back in August that he wanted to continue freezing security aid to Ukraine until officials there helped with investigations into Democrats, including Joe Biden. The president's statement was described by former National Security Advisor John Bolton in an unpublished book manuscript. President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells CBS Bolton wasn't man enough to talk to him about this. Many Democrats are now demanding they call witnesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Bernie Sanders is maintaining his lead in the latest New Hampshire Democratic presidential primary poll, according to CNN and NBC News. The latest polls from Thursday have the Vermont Senator polling at 22%, with former VP Joe Biden in second place in the CNN poll at 16%, but NBC News has former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at 17%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren holding in fourth in both of the polls, the state's primaries in 15 days. And the Python Bowl in the Everglades is over. Over 750 people from 20 states took part in that 10-day event and caught 80 of the giant snakes. And for USA Radio News, I'm...